President Bush today begins a two-day tour of the areas hit by Hurricane Katrina, first to Mississippi, then on to end the day in New Orleans. Tomorrow will be the one-year anniversary of the day Katrina hit the Gulf Coast. The politics of Katrina still surround President Bush. NPR senior correspondent Juan Williams joins us now for some analysis. Good morning, Juan.
Good morning, Renee.
What is the president trying to accomplish with his visit to the Gulf Coast?
Well, clearly the failed federal response to the storm diminished claims of competent management by the Bush White House. Last week, an AP poll showed 67% of Americans disapprove of the president's handling of the Katrina disaster. Over the last year, Katrina has contributed to a sharp drop in the overall approval of his administration, compounding, I think, the slide in the polls because of lagging support for the war in Iraq. In many ways, the president's political foundation is his supporters' view of him as trustworthy, but a recent Pew poll found a drop of 20 percentage points in the last several years in his rating for trust, down now to about 40%. So to counter this slide, the president will travel to the Gulf Coast today, as you said, and the White House strategy comes down to trying to reduce the hurricane and its aftermath to a regional issue. The president will highlight the $110 billion approved by Congress to help rebuild the area and point to local and state officials as the people now responsible for what's taking place.
So presumably the Democrats want to undercut that strategy. What are they doing for Katrina?
Exactly right, Renee. Congressional Democrats, led by Senate Minority Leader Harry Reid, have been in the area. They've put a spotlight on the slow pace of recovery and rebuilding, especially in New Orleans. Senator Reid said the Gulf Coast was hit by a hurricane and then a man-made disaster, what he called the administration's incompetence. House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi and more than 20 other Democrats are also holding events in the area. Again, to hammer home their theme that Republicans in Congress have not been paying attention to domestic issues while spending money and attention on the war in Iraq.
And as we just said, another significant date. 5 years has passed since the 9/11 attacks. How are Democrats and Republicans preparing to deal with events that will memorialize that day?
Well, Renee, again, in many ways, it's just like the political response we're seeing to Katrina. Both sides are trying to set the terms for the debate over the issue so it'll play out to their advantage during the fall campaign season. The Republican plan is to use the five-year mark after 9/11 to remind voters there have been no subsequent attacks on their watch. In the aftermath of the foiled airplane bombing plot, the president has a 55% approval rating on handling terrorism. That's his highest in more than a year. In Congress, Republicans plan to introduce a series of bills to call attention to their ongoing efforts to strengthen law enforcement's hand against terrorism. Their strategy is to force the Democrats into a vulnerable posture of complaining about electronic surveillance, interrogation of suspected terrorists, civil liberties issues. The Democrats, on the other hand, will highlight ongoing security problems at ports, airports, as well as chemical and nuclear facilities. They'll also make the case that the war in Iraq is falsely tied by Republicans to the 9/11 attacks.
One, just last week, President Bush was on the defensive about tying the 9/11 attack to a war in Iraq. In answer to a reporter's question, let's listen to the president speaking at the White House.
And nobody's ever suggested in this administration that Saddam Hussein ordered the attack. Iraq was a the lesson of September 11th is take threats before they fully materialize, Ken. Nobody's ever suggested that the attacks of September the 11th were ordered by Iraq.
That's not actually true, maybe technically, but not quite true, Juan.
No, Renee, I think clearly everybody would say that Vice President Cheney in specific made lots of allusions that would suggest a tie. The war is unpopular with voters and remains the big issue as the home stretch of this year's campaign season is about to begin on Labor Day. So it'll be key for the president to sell the argument that fighting in Iraq is key to fighting terrorism if he wants to retain Republican control of the House and Senate and keep himself from becoming a real lame duck. You know, at this point, his power is directly tied to whether or not Republicans remain in control on Capitol Hill.
Juan, thanks very much.
You're welcome, Renee.
That's analysis from NPR senior correspondent Juan Williams.